Welcome back to the program as we continue toward week four of the college football season. Week three is in the books, and Alabama and Texas A&M. Alabama beat Texas A&M 49-14. That epic contest is now complete, and the college football professor will join me in just a moment, and we will talk about that game as well as a number of other games that took place Saturday. Professor, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. That was quite a game.
Well, what were your thoughts on it?
Well, first of all, I remember, I think it was Herm Edwards who said, in his typical way, he said, you play to win the game.
That's right.
I don't know if you remember that statement or not. Well, that's what happened. I think Alabama played to win the game, and so did Texas A&M. I think, in a strange kind of way, I think there was a little more separation in the two teams than the final score might indicate. But Texas A&M did everything they needed to do to stay in the game or just keep it in reach. I think the one fumble down on the goal line by Alabama probably helped that to happen, but then a team should take advantage of those opportunities, and Texas A&M did. It was quite a game, I thought.
Anything else jump out to you about last week, Oregon waxing Tennessee? Anything else?
Well, there were, it really wasn't, a lot of the games wasn't all that exciting. I guess we see the continual demise of the University of Texas, and I guess that would be one thing. And then I thought South Carolina, even though they dominated and beat Vanderbilt, but they had trouble really hitting their stride. Michigan should never even won against a team like Akron. I mean, what I mean by that is I feel like they got that when they didn't give them the first down on the goal line was probably not right, but they were able to escape. So those are the kind of things I guess I would look at from last week.
All right, well, let's start looking ahead to week four, and there are a few good matchups this weekend, not a whole lot. Clemson plays at North Carolina State tomorrow. That's a Thursday night game. Any chance Clemson could get upset in that one?
I can't see it. I really can't, but then I couldn't see it last year either. I don't think that'll happen.
As we look ahead to Saturday, North Carolina plays at Georgia Tech. That's an interesting game. North Texas plays at Georgia. Tennessee at Florida. This is a game that used to mean something. It no longer does mean a whole lot. Florida is looking to bounce back after the off week and after the loss to Miami. Tennessee, of course, would like nothing more than to get a win after going on the road last week and getting beaten badly. So what do you see in this game? Who wins?
Well, I think Florida will win the game. I think, but I also think that this game means a whole lot more to Florida than it does to Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee has already been put on the deck and scrubbed pretty good, so getting another scrubbing wouldn't be anything to write home about. But on the other hand, Florida, who has already had their difficulties with Miami, and they're on the brink. If they were to somehow lose this game, and their season would be coming unraveled up before our eyes. But I don't think it'll happen. I think that Florida will win this game.
We look ahead, Michigan State at number 22, Notre Dame. This is a 2:30 NBC matchup. Notre Dame had all they wanted and more from Purdue last week, and of course they lost to Michigan the week before. So the question I have for you is, who wins this game, and how do you view Notre Dame this year?
Well, I think that this Michigan State Notre Dame game is probably the BCS Mediocrity Bowl, and so I think that the winner of this can bag all through northern Indiana and up through Michigan, but beyond that, who else will care? But it's supposed to have a lot of history behind it and so forth. I thought Michigan State's defense would be much better than it's appeared so far this year. So I don't know. I don't know how this game is going to go.
Other games Saturday, Utah State plays at USC. That's at 2:30 on ABC or ESPN2. West Virginia plays at Maryland. It's amazing. Maryland is now a favorite in this game, and that is something that I don't think many people could conceive of before the season.
That is really odd when you think about it. But on the other hand, you know, West Virginia and Maryland, you know, this ought to, they ought to play all the time, and it could develop into something and maybe add some interest and fuel to football in that region, because they're very close together. And I think in a lot of ways their programs have kind of been, over the years, kind of on the same par. So it could be a very intriguing game. I don't know what to make of West Virginia. I just don't know what to make of them.
Arkansas travels to Rutgers for a non-conference game for each of these teams. It's 2:30 on ESPN. Who do you think wins that? That's an interesting game. I don't know who to go with.
I don't either. I thought Arkansas might be, you know, developing a little bit. You know, they did have had a very easy schedule early part of this year, but the way they struggled this past Saturday against a Southern Miss team hadn't won a game since Davy Crockett was running around through the hills of Tennessee, and so you know, I don't know what to think of Arkansas. But they better play, because Rutgers is not a great team, but it'll be a stubborn kind of game. It could be interesting.
Alabama hosts, number one Alabama hosts Colorado State. That's at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Texas A&M welcomes in SMU. I think both of those participants in last week's game, Alabama and Texas A&M, will win convincingly. Kansas State at Texas. You know, there was one time when I thought, I'm sure we all thought, that this game would be very meaningful in the Big 12. It has less and less meaning with every loss by each team. But I guess neither one has lost a Big 12 game yet, so maybe they could still win the league.
The one thing that's interesting to me, maybe, Jacob, I don't know if you thought about this, but the Kansas State and Texas game, you have a coach in Mack Brown who is not that old, but yet he's playing and looking and people thinking of him as being old. You have a coach at Kansas State who is long in years, but people don't think of him as being old, or that his team is going down. So it's kind of interesting to me. I guess the Kansas State coach is probably 10 or 12 years older than Mack Brown, but yet he's not viewed in the same light that Mack Brown is viewed in.
That's true. Utah is at BYU. That's the late game, 8:15 on ESPN2. So now we come to two games that I think are probably the top two of the weekend, and it's number 23, Arizona State, at number 5, Stanford. This is at 6 o'clock on Fox. And Stanford, we don't really know much about them. So far they've played San Jose State and Army, and I don't think they look particularly overwhelming in either game. Now they have a test that's going to be a little bit bigger.
Well, the Stanford playing San Jose State struggling a little bit. That's more understandable in that San Jose State's probably a pretty good football team. But to struggle against Army, now that's another question. But who knows? They might have just gone up there and was enjoying the trip and enjoying the scenery and just enjoying being there, because I understand it's quite a place to be. But we'll find out probably this week whether Stanford is establishing themselves as one of the premier programs, or whether Arizona State is beginning to come into its own. So it's really a very, very intriguing and a very important game.
And really the game of the weekend in the SEC is Auburn at number 6, LSU. This game's in Death Valley, 6:45 on ESPN. And it's very intriguing from many different angles. Auburn has had a surprising start to the season, 3-0, but they've done so in pretty convincing fashion. LSU, we saw them beat TCU, and we know that Zach Mettenberger is putting up the numbers that he did not put up last year. So how does this game go, and what does it say for both of these two teams?
Well, it would be very surprising to me if Auburn were to beat LSU down there. But for whatever reason, LSU seems to have, they're just games where they just seem to not show up, and then the next game they look like the best team in the country. So it'll a lot depend on which one of those teams shows up for LSU. I do think Auburn's probably gained a lot of confidence, but I'm not so sure you should start getting too excited about edging out Mississippi State, unless Mississippi State's better than I think they are. They're certainly not looking to be, that good this year. But I think it is an important game. Both teams are undefeated, as you said, and LSU is, they're on the edge of whether or not they're going to, they move back into the top 10 now. People are beginning to recognize them. They're not the team that people are ignoring anymore. So from that standpoint, it is a very interesting game.
Well, there aren't many marquee matchups on the board this weekend, another uneventful week. But next week there will be plenty of them, and we will talk about them here with a college football professor next week. But I think a lot of people are still getting over the Alabama A&M game, as well as looking ahead to the few matchups that draw national attention this weekend. But, Professor, it's great to talk, as always, and we'll speak again next week.
Oh, you're certainly, Jacob, looking forward to next week is something good to do. But maybe there might be some real good things happen this week.
Thanks, Jacob. You never know. And on these weekends when there seems to be no marquee matchups, that's when you usually get your upsets. So could we have a BCS busting week? Will somebody fall who's unexpected? I don't know. We'll see. I'm Jacob Bunn for the show program here. We'll be back Friday. We'll also have some other content on the side that you want to pay attention to. And if any news breaks, we'll be all over it at bunsports.com. Talk soon.